Welcome to Art Unquoted. I am Esenia Bennen.
And I am Charlotte De Saga. We are two Berlin-based art professionals who think that in a world of noise, revealing things can sometimes be found in a few words.
In each episode, we take a single quote and see where it leads us. This is Spark and Friction.
Welcome back to Art Unquoted. I'm not interested in producing clarity. I'm interested in creating conditions where complexity can exist without being reduced. This is our quote today, and it is by Ilit Azulay, and it is connected to an exhibition that unsettled and inspired Esenia and me deeply, but maybe in different ways.
Well, let's see. We just visited her exhibition at Villa Stuck in Munich. The artist presented a video installation and photographic works. Azulay is known for her investigation on how institutions construct identity and knowledge through a research-based archival practice.
And she used AI for the first time as a tool for her video piece. And in that context, I think a thought by Trevor Paglen from his new book, How to See Like a Machine, might be helpful to explore this work further. He argues that AI doesn't just represent reality, it activates it. Machines don't just show us what's there, they create what's there. They generate new possibilities and new realities. And I think in Azulay's work, this is what's happening. The 77 AI actresses aren't just representations of Mary. There are activations, prompts that generate new versions of her into being.
Very interesting. But I'm not quite sure I agree with that framing. I mean, yes, AI generates images, but does that mean it's generating reality, or is it just generating convincing simulations? I do think there is a difference, and I'm not quite sure that Paglen's concept fully captures what I experience in the exhibition.
Yeah, well, fair enough. But let's start with context. Mary Stuck was born in 1896. She is the center figure of Azulay's exhibition No Single View. And she was the illegitimate daughter of the well-known German painter Franz von Stuck, who lived and worked in Munich in the villa bearing his name, a beautiful neoclassical building with incredible Art Nouveau interiors. And today it's a museum. In 1904, after a legal process, Mary was formally adopted by Franz and his wife. And after Franz von Stuck died, Mary returned to Villa Stuck with her own family. And she lived there for like decades until 1961. And so she was there through the 20th century. She witnessed the house transform from an artist studio to a museum, from a private home to a public space.
So in a way, she connects past and present, private and then public. And now Azulay is bringing her back, not as a memory, but as a question. And I think that's so intriguing. Yet I am skeptical of the philosophical framing. I think the work is more about Mary as a person, her complexity, her fragmentation, not about AI's activation.
Yeah, I understand and in principle agree on the latter. But I think there is more, especially in her conceptual approach to using AI. So Azulay's video work comprises 77 short scenes. Each is Mary at a different age. And the artist engaged 77 different AI-generated actresses, each performing the character differently. And this is where Paglen's philosophical thoughts about images in the age of AI become relevant. Because these aren't identical representations of Mary. They are activations and prompts that generate new versions of her, new possibilities, maybe new truths.
But that's why I have to push back. I don't think they're generating new truth. I think they're revealing something in pieces, something that was always true about Mary, that she was always fragmented, multiple versions, each one constructed. You know, the AI doesn't create that fragmentation to me. It just helps to make the invisible visible.
Yes and no. And I think you're right that the multiplicity has always existed, but the AI does something else. It refuses a single version of Mary. It refuses the archive, the fixed identity. And in that refusal, it generates something new, a counter-archive, a web of possibilities instead of a singular truth.
Okay, I see where you're going. But I experienced something different in the room. I wasn't thinking about archives or counter-archives. I was thinking about Mary as a little girl, later as a woman, as someone whose life was complicated and rather painful, standing in her bedroom, watching these different versions of her in the video installation and feeling confused, unsettled, not because of some philosophical concept about activations, but because I was confronted with the impossibility of knowing or understanding her completely.
Yeah, and that's exactly what the work does. It forces you to face that impossibility. And in that confrontation, something happens. You realize that identity isn't fixed, that memory isn't reliable, and that truth is always layered. And I mean, before, you had to use your imagination to picture these different versions of Mary. Now you can, like, concretely see them, 77 different Marys. And imagination, like, made concrete. But we've also lost something, the space where imagination lived, the freedom to imagine her differently. But that's probably, like, a completely different topic.
Yeah, I think we're saying similar things, but from different angles. You're coming at it philosophically, and I'm coming at it emotionally. I do think both are valid. The work operates on both levels.
Yeah, absolutely. And on top of everything, it's not just intellectual. It's really physical. And because in that exhibition, you stand in Mary's bedroom. You see an AI Mary on the screen, but you're also standing in the room where the real Mary slept like 80 years ago, where she lived her life. The artificial and the real are in the same space at the same time. It's kind of vertigo.
Yeah, that vertigo is real. And I think that's what Azulay is after. Not clarity, not answers. She wants to make us doubt what we think we know.
And also the technical limitation is brilliant. The AI can't remember. It only holds information for 8 seconds, after which it forgets, kind of. And that forgetting is the important quality in this. So Mary can't be fixed into one version of herself. She can't be reduced to one truth. She exists only in split moments and in these artificial reconstructions.
Wow, how interesting and fascinating. And it's as if the technical limitations became the artistic concept entirely.
Yeah.
And that makes this work even more convincing. It's again not just about Mary. It encompasses all of us. We're all constructed. We're all fragmented. We're all multiple versions of ourselves. And the AI makes that visible concretely.
Yeah, agree. One can for sure say so. And the forgetting isn't just a metaphor of memory. It's about how we construct ourselves. Mary exists only in the moment of viewing. You can't see the same Mary twice. Each time you watch, you're watching a different one. Another version of the truth. And that's exactly what Peglen means. The AI doesn't represent Mary. It prompts new versions of her into being.
I still think there's a difference between activation and revelation. But I do understand what you're saying. And I think the work operates, again, on both levels. It generates and it uncovers. And that's what makes this work strong and simultaneously rather vulnerable.
And in that tension. In the embrace of complexity.
And given all that, the work is visually and conceptually quite stunning.
Yeah, very much. And coming back to Azulay's quote, I'm not interested in producing clarity. I'm interested in creating conditions where complexity can exist without being reduced.
Absolutely. And viewing her work at Villa Stuck, I find that it came true. I couldn't agree more to her statement.
Yeah, me neither. Thank you for listening to Art Unquoted. Join us next time. That's all the time we have for today.
And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to Art Unquoted wherever you listen. It helps other listeners find us.
And we will be back soon with more ideas to unpack. Thanks for listening.